We've got mail. On second thought, thank you for the article, Be Clean, in the July 2002 New Era. When I was 11 or 12, I got my ears pierced a second time. This was before I heard the prophet counsel against more than one set of ear piercings. Since then, whenever I looked in a mirror and saw my second set, I thought about what the prophet said. I tried to justify my second set by wearing a tiny pair of studs in the second holes. But reading Be Clean in the New Era helped me realize it's just a simple question of obedience. Obedience is an excellent way of showing our gratitude to our Father in Heaven. Now I feel that instead of not doing things, to be clean, I've actually done something to be clean. Claire Lynch, Perth, Western Australia, via email. Grateful. I love reading your magazine, and it is so inspiring in my life. I am grateful for all the hard work put into the New Era. Leilani Blundell, Hamilton, New Zealand. Not like other magazines. I would like to thank you for such a great magazine. I look forward to getting it each month. Some of the things I like about it are the extra smile and the photo and poem of the month. I also enjoy the good stories, but my favorite thing in the magazine is the poster, which I hang on my wall. I like how I can pick up the New Era and not worry about bad stories or pictures like you find in other magazines. Tanya Cox, West Jordan, Utah. Preparation Days. Thank you for publishing the article, 10 Things to Know Before You Go, July 2002. I am currently dating someone who will be serving a mission in less than 6 months. He is very prepared spiritually, but not in other areas. For example, his mom still does his laundry and cooks all his meals. He relies on her for many things. He knows he will have to learn how to do the laundry, etc., for his mission, but he procrastinates learning to do so. When I read him the article, it hit him that it is essential to learn soon. Thank you for helping me with this problem and for helping others realize what to prepare for. Name withheld, Provo, Utah, via email. A new appreciation. I was reading the story, Walking in Remembrance, in your July 2002 issue. While reading this, I was reminded of my Stakes Pioneer trip and my experience in June of 2000. Our trip was to be 4 days long, but was cut short because of a really bad storm. We were awakened at 1 a.m. the first night because our sleeping bags were soaked. We were sent home the next afternoon. I often ponder how fortunate I am because when the pioneers went through rainstorms or snowstorms, they couldn't pack up and call it quits. Through my experience on the pioneer trek, I have gained a huge appreciation for what the pioneers did. Julia Nelson, Spanaway, Washington. A Small Feast. Thank you so much for your continuous effort to publish such a wonderful magazine, which is surely a lunch for a reader like me. I really love every article in each issue. Deepak Shrestha, Tabimi Blacktapur, Nepal. We love hearing from you. Write us at New Era. We've got mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of We've Got Mail. Poem, One Leaf.